from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it, the podcast.
The podcast. Better than what I did yesterday.
Mm.
Well, actually, not better.
Not I think better. I no, that wasn't my better. Best. Yeah. Yeah, you did. You did.
Why do you say welcome to it?
Because it's just said, well, like, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast. So if I say, welcome to the Ellie and Taz podcast, I've just, the opening
just
said
that. Yeah, you just waste the time like we've done already.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
true.
Right. Hey, it's
would
a Friday.
It'd be much quicker to just say that.
This is a bonus episode for a lot of fans of the show.
Yeah, usually on a Friday you just get the highlight tapes. But today there's such a good call in here about feet pics that I thought, you know what, worthy of popping it in the podcast.
Great. If you love your feet pics, you're going to love this. Well, actually, there's a lot of money to be made in feet pics. And from hearing this chat, we've already had two members of the CFM team sign up to sell feet pics.
Mm. I'd love to speak to
someone who's bought.
Someone who's bought a foot pic.
Could you imagine the voice?
Oh.
Hello, Ellie and Taz. I've spent money.
No. Hey, nah, each to their own. If you're a foot man or woman, are there female foot fetishists?
Yeah. Fetishists? Is there a market for male feet pics?
Maybe. Should you try?
Yeah. I'm going to do the idea that I said in this. You'll find out my little niche that I'm going to do with my foot pics very soon.
Love it. All right. Enjoy the podcast and we'll speak to you in a few days.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Look, you and I don't know a huge amount about politics, particularly international politics, but there's a lot going on in them at the
moment. We also don't know a lot about finance, but we talk a hell of a lot about finance on this show.
We don't know a lot about money. Let's face it. But a lot happening in international politics. The UK got a new prime minister today. Congrats, UK. Oh. Keir Starmer. K-E-I-R. Who looks at a baby and says, I'm going to call this Keir Starmer. It's a weird name. Oh. But over in the US, that's what I want to focus on at the moment because the presidential election just blows my mind.
Do you think the US realises how much the rest of the world look at it and go, what a schmozzle?
Nah. Maybe like a small percentage of them, potentially, but on the whole, nah. The fight between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, they obviously had the debate last week and Biden admitted he nearly fell asleep. That was the first. He nearly fell asleep during the debate, right? Yeah. That was the first thing that people were like, is he quite fit to run?
Yeah.
Today he's done a radio interview. Listen closely to what he says in this and see if you can pick out what's wrong with it.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman to serve with a black president.
Just one more time.
By the way, I'm proud to be the first black woman.
He called himself a black woman.
What? What is
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, served with a black president.
You know,
she goes, like, what?
Why isn't she, as a radio announcer, surely you pounce on that and say, sorry.
Oh, I've talked to the Prime Minister of Australia a couple of years ago. I got to interview the Prime Minister. You kind of just nod. As the radio person, you're just like, okay.
You say what
because
you want.
You've had to sign every document. All the questions are pre-approved.
Yeah.
Like they need to know their way in and out of the building. They've got security standing at the door. Usually there's somebody standing next to you. Like it's very, there's a lot of security around. At that moment, you're just going, let me just get through this because this is terrifying.
So this would be you.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman.
Yep.
Served with
You say it, Joe.
You said it, mate.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And yesterday on the show, we talked about how Lily Allen was starting an OnlyFans for her feet and her feet alone.
Yeah, you can pay $10 a month and you'll get semi-infrequent pictures of Lily Allen's feet.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bargain if you're into that, I guess.
I don't like my own feet. I don't want to see other people's feet. You know what I mean?
Well, we were talking about it because honestly, it gets brought up as a topic once a month. Someone will say, I should just start selling pictures of my feet.
Yeah. They want to hand in their 9 to 5. They want to quit their day job.
Yeah.
And just make money off their feet.
It seems like the easiest way to make money. So yesterday we asked, has anyone actually successfully sold a feet pic? And we got a bunch of calls. So many so that we had to end the show. We couldn't finish. We couldn't get them all on. So we thought we'll try again today. Holly joins us now. Now, Holly, do you have someone in your life who's selling feet pics?
Well, it's not me, Ellie. It's my daughter.
Okay.
She got onto a site called Feet Finder.
Here we go. I picked up my phone right now.
Right. So it's Feet Finder. And she basically, she just told me now, because I said, look, can I ring up for you and just say what this is, you know, like how you got this happen for you? And she said, yeah, sure, no worries. So she got onto a site, Feet Finder, and I asked her how much she got for one pick, just one general pick. And she got to dip her toes in some butter. She got $500 for that.
$500
$500.
I'm getting butter right now.
And the thing is, they don't even need to be that nice. Like, even if you've got ugly toes, you can still make money because people like ugly toes
Do
as well.
Do they? Right.
Yes, they like ugly feet. People get off on ugly feet. I'm sorry, but they just do.
That is insane.
I've gone on to Feet Finder. You can sign up to sell feet pics or view and buy feet pics. Users
Correct.
Have spent over $40 million on Feet Finder from wherever you want, whenever you want.
My daughter made $5,000 all up.
$5,000?
$5,000. And her feet are nice. Like, they're nice-looking feet, but they're not the best feet in the world. But it's just about, like, you can dip them in honey. You can, like, do all sorts of things. You can paint them different colours, or you can just have really boring non-coloured toes, you know, toenails. It's fine.
We
you
heard
can have
from...
them dipped in. You can just, like, have them muddy. You can have them dirty, not clean. You know, people like them when they're not clean and you've got dirt under your toenails, all that sort of stuff.
What about like cracked nail polish? Because I always have that with my nails.
Yeah, they were like some of the high sellers. That's what she said.
Yeah, right.
Because lived in.
Not they don't have to be perfect by any means.
We heard from Acacia before. She sold feet pics with socks on. Holly, have we dipped into that realm yet?
Oh, I didn't ask you about that one, but it's just if you just do something a little bit different and out of the ordinary, and you don't have to have perfect feet, it all works. Anything goes.
I'm gonna draw little smiley faces on my toes.
Yeah,
that's something different.
Yeah, that's it. Look, I'm signing up for Feet Finder right now.
Same. I think you have just sold the entire Sunshine Coast is listening right now, thinking I'm gonna become a foot model.
Do we sell foot pics
of you and me
of the show?
Show foot pics
on Feet Finder.
Sure. I reckon we should.
Yeah.
I reckon we should all just sign up. The whole Sunny Coast should sign up for Feet Finder.
How funny.
And let's see who makes the most money. I reckon we should do it.
Rosanna Natoli next year in the budget is like, the Sunshine Coast economy's gone through the roof this year and it's down to
exactly.
Feet Finder.
And it doesn't matter if you've got like chubby feet, skinny feet, doesn't matter. It all sells.
As they say,
That's
you know.
My daughter said.
You've got to start a journey one step at a time, one foot in
one
front
foot.
Of the other.
So true.
Exactly right. Do it, I say. Sign up right now.
Holly, you have been the best. Thank you so much for calling and making us all rich,
Not
essentially.
A problem, yeah.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
You'll see on the socials at 919 CFM on Instagram that Ellie and I launched something pretty big on the show yesterday. It's called our Nicollin Way Marathon.
What do you think the worst road on the Sunshine Coast is?
It'd have to be the Nicollin Way.
Nicollin Way.
100% Nicollin Way, without a doubt. There's way too many traffic lights.
I never get any green lights.
Busy, there's always an accident, there are always idiots on the road.
Something must be done.
Something must be done.
Needless to say, something must be done, 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 done.
Sunny Coasters are sick of the Nicollin Way. We're driving it
all day long
on CFM. It's Ellie and Taz's Nicollin Way Marathon.
I wouldn't say I'm excited about doing this.
But it's needed. The
it's
Sunny Coast
needed.
Has been crying out for somebody to do the research. Help us out with the Nicollin Way. We're doing our best. We can't knock out lights.
Yeah.
You know, we can't put in an express lane.
Yeah.
We can't put in a train.
So true. I
but
mean, the government's been
it.
Trying for 10 years and they'll be trying for another 10 years.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's never happening. But we can drive it for 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., up and down and up and down until we go mad. But we're getting all the stats. We're compiling every lap that we do, north, south, the times, the red lights that we miss, the green lights that we catch. We're working out best lanes, best times to do it, so that if you have to do it every day, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, Tassie. Couldn't have said it better myself. Do you reckon anyone's ever done it before? Driven for 12 hours on the Nicollin Way?
No.
No.
I think we're the first humans and probably the last humans to ever do this.
True. True. Unless a bunch of copycats come after us. You know, like, well, if Ellie and Taz can do it, I'm going to do it for 13 hours.
Mark and Caroline. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. Keep an eye on those two.
I think they've got better things to do with their time, to be honest.
Troublemakers. Yes, so 12 hours next Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to be exclusively on the Nicklin Way. You and me.
Yeah.
We're going to need to pack snacks. We're going to need to put it together a playlist. But right now, Sunny Coast needs your help. 545-11919. We're going to be doing, I don't know, 50, 60 trips to the Nicklin Way in that time, maybe more.
Yeah.
Do you think the perfect run exists?
Yeah. Can you get from, we're planning on going from Jessica Boulevard, Minyama, kind of right near Kiwanis Surf Outlet,
yep,
down to the Caloundra Road roundabout. Have you ever gone that far without getting a red light? Can you do the perfect run? I don't think you can.
A dream run. 545-11919. I want to hear about your Nicklin Way green and red light experiences, because we could be giving you a double pass. Got a few of these in my hand to our Twisters preview screening next Wednesday night, July 10.
Yeah, if you're someone who maybe drives the Nicklin Way a lot, you have to every day for work, please call us now. Tell us, does it exist? Can you get all green lights in a row? Give us some hope.
Do you think we'll do it in the 12 hours? Do you think we might score one?
Well, I mean, if the perfect run does exist, you'd better believe we're going to find it.
We need to put a bet on, you and me, who gets the most perfect runs.
Ah, true. We are switching drivers every hour.
Yeah, I think we ever do every half hour.
Every
even.
Half hour?
Yeah, because otherwise you'll get a bit fatigued.
Yeah, fair. Veronica in Caloundra West. Living in Caloundra West, I would guess you drive the Nicklin Way a fair bit.
I do. I do, actually. Yeah, Tony and I are delivery drivers, so we do drive that road quite often.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yes. But I remember months ago, we were at the movies, and we left Kiwanis Shopping Centre, and you know, we're driving on the Nicklin Way, but it's not in the time frame that, you know, from 6 to 12. It was about 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And we counted, we went through 10 or 11 green lights. Like,
not
straight.
Bad. Yeah. Not bad at all. Now, we've done calculations and we've discovered there are 19 sets of lights on the Nicklin Way. But if you're coming from Kiwanis, you may have missed a couple.
I think we did.
All right. Okay, and how was that feeling?
You know what? It was really good, actually. The kids were excited in the car.
See, that's what I'm hoping for.
Once you get 7 or 8 in a row, I'm feeling like there's going to be a real buzz in the CU as we drive it.
I was too. I was like, oh, my God, it was like the 5th one. And, you know, it was, and then they started getting excited, and then they started, you know, pretending they had all these magic powers, and, you know.
Yeah. All right, I should do that when you're driving.
They become Jedi in the car, just willing the lights to stay green. Veronica, what time do you think is best for us to do it? 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. What hour range do you think we're gonna have the most luck?
I think you're gonna have really good luck. Oh, look, about 10.
All right, 10. Okay. All right.
10 a.m. mid morning.
Good tonight.
I reckon from there, any time, like, when lunchtime hits, from 2 o'clock onwards, forget it. But, yeah, from 10 o'clock, I reckon you'll be fine.
Are you a right lane bandit, Veronica?
Oh, I can be. I can be. Mm. It's funny, I swear a lot in the car. only because, you know, there's all these crazy drivers, but then I think I'm one of them. Go to the sun, I'm one of them.
Sun's piping up.
I am really responsible.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it.
It sounds very much like it.
All right. Well, good intel, Veronica. Thank you for your input. Keep the calls coming. Let's go to Rodney in Perigian. Rodney, do you think the perfect run can be done?
It has been done. I have done it.
Okay, Rod, so are you doing the Nicklin Way often?
I do. I have clients down from both ends of, like, Maroochydore to Caloundra, and you got to travel between.
Yeah.
I have caught it between, usually it's like afternoon. That's when you catch it, or late night. So,
okay,
like, when you're going back to it. But it's, again, going back, I find you catch more lights than going there.
Help us out, Rod. So give us some windows of time that we should be expecting some dream runs.
Between about 1 o'clock to about 3 is when, but if it's during school time or like school holiday, like during school time, you're going to get caught because you've got the 40K zone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point.
Which gets to you, like, it stretches from, like, past banjos.
Yeah.
So you go, yeah, stuck there. And then that messes you run up for the next 2-3 lights.
And then, Rod, what do you think, northbound or south? Which is the better way?
Heading towards Glandra. Way better.
Okay, southbound's better.
The night that you got all green lights, Rod, what was that like for you? Describe the feeling.
Oh, that was amazing.
Was it champagne on arrival, Rod, after you got the perfect run?
Mate, I wish.
Keys to the city?
I did play a bit of Katy Perry.
Thank you so much, Rod. A lot of help. We're writing all that down. And, yeah, it all begins Thursday.
All right. Have fun with that one, legend.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy.
It's exciting.
It is indeed, Bandle, our favourite game of the week, where a song gets broken down into its parts. And look, you can play along with us. We don't know the answer. You don't know the answer.
Nope.
It's the most fair game we play on this station.
When you do call up and you suggest a song, we then have to type it into the app that we've got here to make sure we know that it's the right one. Like, we don't even know the right answer. What we know about the song so far, it's from 2011, and the app says it's going to take us quite a while. It's difficulty hard. First layer, drum and bass, then guitar, then more guitars are added, then strings, and then the voiceover.
Okay. Right, I've got an idea of an artist in my mind. Oh, no, maybe not. All right, let's just play the song then.
Here we go.
Might even be too early for that one. You just sat up like a meerkat.
Yeah. I know the bass line. Oh, don't get much from that.
You don't. Should we go layer two?
Yep.
Oh!
You've got it. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. Oh, I would have got the artist wrong.
Sunny Coast, she does love some early days Delta Goodrum. Is
I
it
do,
early days well, Delta?
Early days Delta Goodrum is 2003, Tassie. Oh, we're talking 2011 with this one. He's rubbing his face in frustration. Is your brain tickling?
Male
like, do you think
or female?
Not? Female.
Oh, no. That was not what I was thinking. Okay, let's go to the sunny coast.
All right. Mick from Sippy Downs. Hello, Mick. Oh, Mick, you there?
Hello.
Hello. You are live on the radio. Michael?
I think it's 1,000 years, right, by that Vanessa chick.
Waiting for you. That's what I thought as well. I thought Vanessa Carlton as well initially, Mick. But I've got in the system Christina Perry.
Yeah, Christina Perry did a version.
Half right.
From the Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, 1,000 years. Well done, Mick and Ellie.
Vanessa Carlton, Mick, we were thinking of. Similar.
Yeah, very similar. Hey, Mick, just for doing that, buddy, you've scored a double pass to our movie preview Wednesday, the 10th of July of Twisters. Well done.
Sweet, buddy. Thanks for that. Cheers.
Don't miss this action-packed cinematic event film that is only to be seen on the big screen VMAX Twisters at Event Cinemas July 11th.
Sing us out, Christy, you know.
Are you sure it's not Vanessa?
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
It's the highlight tapes by Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
3, 2, 1.
What's gone on in the world this week? Well, there's this.
Fuck to it.
And then there's everything that the Ellie and Taz show got up to. I don't want to go into too much detail, but last night in my dream, I dismembered somebody. And sold their organs.
Maybe you shouldn't be having those brownies that I gave you.
And you tell me what was more exciting, the story about me dismembering people or this gold from Taz? What have you been getting up to on your school holidays?
Well, I had a party at the laser drone.
At Laser Zone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I used to work. I worked there for like 6 or 7 years. And guess what? We used to work with a Savannah that used to work there as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Just the coincidences.
Pick up my jaw off the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Things did get a bit more exciting when we spoke to Alana, who'd been an eyewitness of an alleged jewellery heist in Maroochydore. You didn't think I'm going to be a hero here and apprehend this offender, alleged offender?
Ellie, I just got my hair done. And you know how much it costs. I'm not getting that ruined straight away.
We put a whole lot more people on the standby list for our Bali boarding pass. Some got more excited than others. You are now on the standby list. And I let the people in on a little secret I've been holding. Deep down, I'm a gangster.
Have you ever said the line, pop a cap in your ass?
Oh, all the time.
Okay, great.
Whenever anyone's like, oh, what have you been up to lately? I'm like, oh, you know, like robbing people, busting caps.
You're about to swear then.
Oh, I was. I can't hold it back, Taz, when the inner gangster comes out. Who knows who's going to have a cap busted? She grew up on the streets.
Pretty gangster.
Of Perth. All right, coming up.
And they're not even the bad streets. Like, they're top streets. They're Subiaco streets of Perth.
Okay, kidding. That wasn't the big secret we'd been keeping. The real big secret is something we're going to be doing next week. We are sick of the Nicklin Way, so we're going to drive it.
Yeah, we're going to beat the Nicklin Way.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's the final boss in our video game. We're driving it for 12 hours straight.
Up and down and up. Now. So bear with us as we descend into madness next week, but at least we know that this week we learned a trick to cheer ourselves up on glum days. So repeat after me. Mm-hmm. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.